From the Capitol in Madison, this is WIS Politics Midday.
I'm Stephanie Hoff, your host, and this podcast is brought to you by Spectrum. Congressman Ron Kind says he expects the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement will be positive for the Wisconsin agriculture industry, but he also added that the hard work is just starting. Pat Pobletti is on the line with me today for more on what the La Crosse Dem told WisPolitics.com's DC Wrap. Why does Kind say the agreement will be positive for the ag industry?
So one thing, Stephanie, that Kind really highlighted when he spoke with me yesterday was that USMCA is really going to expand export opportunities, and he believes that's really going to help family farmers get a better price in the marketplace. Now, remember, Stephanie, USMCA is at this point President Trump's crowning achievement during his roughly 3.5 years in office. But this was a trade deal that had to be ratified by Congress. So Kind was actually amongst the group of congressional lawmakers who worked to amend this deal. But one thing he did note, both in speaking to me before and in this particular interview, is that the enforceability aspects are really going to be what's going to make USMCA key. And in that regard, like you said, there's still going to be a lot of hard work coming down the line. So here's what Kind had to say on this exactly.
And in a lot of ways, the hard work is just starting. Today is day one on the implementation of USMCA, the new trade agreement. Now we need to monitor it. We need to oversee it, make sure that all the parties are living up to the terms of the agreement.
And changing course a bit, Kind also said that the Trump administration is holding out on lawmakers with information regarding Russia and the Taliban. Pat, what's happening there?
Yeah, Stephanie. So what we've heard so far on this has mainly come from media outlets. Now, both the New York Times and the Associated Press, and then the Washington Post in a follow-up, have a story about the Russian state paying bounties to the Taliban to kill U.S. and coalition forces in Afghanistan. Now, what the White House has said about this so far is that this information wasn't exactly concrete, and the president and vice president were never briefed on it. There has been some evidence that this intelligence was in one of the president's daily briefings, but for one reason or another, he wasn't made aware of it. And a group of congressional lawmakers earlier in the week, Stephanie, went down Capitol Hill to the White House to receive a further briefing on this. Dems in that group, however, came back and said that that briefing was largely inadequate. And when I asked Kind about it, he felt that the entire body of Congress should be getting briefed on this. So here's what he had to say.
Every member of Congress deserves a briefing, classified or otherwise. You know, just sending a few bodies down to the White House to be briefed by political appointees at the White House doesn't cut it. We need briefing at the highest level of our intelligence agencies, from the professionals themselves.
You can watch the full interview with Congressman Ron Kind at WisPolitics.com. And while you're there, check out this week's DC Wrap and sign up for the email delivery. Pat and I will be out tomorrow for a long holiday weekend. So until next week, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Thanks for tuning in.
This has been WIS Politics Midday. For more state government and political news, visit WisPolitics.com.